I tell you, it's something I've been kind of struggling with, and maybe you can address it sometime, and that is, Jesus says, now Satan is going to be testing you. For 10 days he's going to put you in prison. He says, Satan is testing you. All right? And then over in another church, in the next chapter, or the last chapter, the last one of this chapter, he's talking about this woman Jezebel. And Jesus says, I will put her in a bed. And I will kill her children with death. So that's kind of interesting. You know, is Satan doing all the bad stuff, or is Jesus doing some of it? You know, maybe you can address that sometime.
Well, Jesus is not doing some of the bad stuff. He's using the devil. He's letting back and let the devil do what he does. Jesus is not doing the bad stuff necessarily. He uses everything. He said, I made it. Well, he didn't make the devil. He created Lucifer, and Lucifer fell and became the devil.
Yeah.
But he takes that and uses it. It's not him that's doing it, because there's really no bad in God. But he can.
Yeah.
Let that be used against people that will not receive him. He's got, you know.
Yeah. See, I used the wrong word there. Uh-huh. I said, is it he doing the bad stuff? You see, everything God does is good. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
By definition. Mm-hmm. Because God is good. Only one who is good is God. So that's why I used the wrong word. Make us think, does God do bad things? Well, no, he doesn't. So we need to think about how do you look at that?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, something to think about. Something to think about. I like this. I like the study of these seven churches. We can get looking forward to getting more into this. So you guys, a good word, uplifting, encouraging word. Come on, sing it to us.
I'm kind of gonna start coming out of my own box. And you know, we teach about the Holy Spirit. We have him in us, around us, and through us. He works, you know, his mighty power through us. And I just wanted us to begin today standing, praising, worshiping him. All right? And let's welcome him into our presence today. All right? Okay. Praise God.
Mm. Wanting us to literally stand?
Yeah, if you'd like to stand, please. You know, raise your hands.
Praise you, Father.
Our Father, all of heaven was your name. Sing louder. And let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth.
Yes.
The sound of heaven touching earth. King Jesus.
Yes.
You're the name we're lifting high. And your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival. We want to see your kingdom here.
Hallelujah.
We want to see your kingdom here.
Yes.
Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder and let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth.
Yeah.
The sound of heaven touching earth. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. Spirit, break out.
Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky.
Yes.
Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. In our lives and our homes, overflowing with your presence, Jesus, fill us to overflow. Lift your voice, saints, and sing praise. Sing love to him. We sing our love to you. Have your way, Jesus. Glory to your name. Worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God. Is that another song,
Ken? From Jesus culture. Most of my songs come from the youth. And, I mean, it's powerful. To me, it's
singing, it occurred to me, you said strongholds in there? Did you use the word strongholds in your song somewhere?
No.
Breaking things down, weapons of our warfare.
Oh, okay, right. Spirit breakdown.
Break down.
Our walls down.
Break our walls down, yeah.
Break our walls down. And heaven come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because that reminded me of a verse.
Okay.
And I had to look it up because I couldn't remember where it was. It said something about mighty before God to the throwing down of strongholds.
That's it.
But I couldn't remember what it was. I had to look it up to see what it is. Well, what is this mighty before God to the throwing down of strongholds? And I thought, see what this is, you know. And so it says here, Paul is writing in 2 Corinthians, and the chapter is 10, and it's actually verse 4. I'll back up and read a little bit more. And he says, for though we walk in the flesh, this is verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we don't wage war according to the flesh.
Amen.
We walk in the flesh, we got bodies, right? But we don't wage war according to the flesh. Well, let's see if we can figure out what that means here. He goes on in verse 4, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh.
Amen.
Strong right arm, heavy fist, that's not the weapon.
Amen.
That's not the weapon of our warfare. Mm-hmm. That's not it. It says, but mighty before God to the throwing down of strongholds.
Yes.
Mighty before God to the throwing down of strongholds, of walls.
Thank you, Lord.
You know. And I said, okay. The weapons of our warfare, that's good. But let's go on, because that's not the end of the sentence. In verse 5 it says, throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being in readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is made full. Wow, that's a long sentence. But there's a lot of stuff in there, isn't there? So, when we think warfare, we think of a spear, a sword, gun, whatever, you know, fist, whatever. He says, no, we walk in the flesh, but that's not our weapons. Our weapons are not of the flesh. not of the flesh. We don't wage war according to the flesh. That's not the way we wage war. When you wage war, you're always waging war against that which is outside your body, right? But what does he say? He says, we got to throw down strongholds. And what does he say the strongholds are? He says, throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and every thought into captivity. Whoa. Let's look at some of this stuff, huh? Let's look at some of this stuff. He says, imagination. Every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God. If anything that is against the knowledge of God. And then every thought into captivity. Okay, let's look at those three there. We've got imaginations. We got to cast those down. Imaginations. Imaginations are what you think about. You ever find yourself daydreaming? You ever find yourself imagining things sometimes? Sometimes, you know, when I'm driving, I'm alone in the car, like this happened yesterday. I'm driving along, and my mind wants to start imagining things, you know? I'm too tired to think. So I was working all day yesterday. I was on the tractor down at the farm trying to bush hog a bunch of weeds and stuff. And I was just wiped, you know? I was just tired, just hanging on to the wheel, you know? And I was driving back, and my mind starts imagining things, all right? And they were good things. I'm imagining, you know, movie plots and things happening, bad things happening, you know. And how, you know, I'm going, wait a minute, I don't want to think about that stuff. You know, you catch yourself, you catch these I don't want to imagine something bad happening to me or to my family or to anybody. You know, what kind of imagination is that? I don't want to imagine that. I want to imagine good things if I'm going to imagine something, right? I need it to cast down those imaginations.
Amen.
I need to take some of those thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Things that are against the knowledge of the good God that we have. Mm-hmm. I need to fight against that. I need to warfare against that. Right? So, what are the things that where are we doing our warfare? Where's our warfare taking place? Is it out here? We'll find somebody who's saying something bad about God and just beat him up. No, that's not it. Where's our warfare? Where does all this take place? In our own minds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It takes place in our own minds. We need to wage warfare, right? Mm-hmm. In our own minds.
Yeah.
Well, where are the strongholds?
In
our own minds, right? We got strongholds in our mind. I have strongholds in my mind. I think things a certain way back. This is the way it is. This is the way God wants it to be. Stomp that foot, you know? But I find out that's a stronghold. I need to cast that down.
Amen.
Right? My attitude toward finances was wrong. It was a stronghold. It was crippling me in doing the work of the kingdom. It was crippling me. You know, you're crippled, you can't run. You know, you can't hardly walk. I was being crippled by my thought. I had a stronghold in my mind. It wasn't until that stronghold got defeated, cast it down, broken down, whatever, I really got freed up.
Man.
But I thought I was doing God's will. I thought I was doing things His way. But what I was thinking was against the knowledge of God. It was actually against the knowledge. I thought I was serving, just like Paul said, I thought I was serving God by arresting all these Christians and throwing them into prison. He said, but I found out, no, I was working against the way of God. Whoa, that'll throw you on it. That'll throw you for a loop. So anyway, as you were singing that song, all that came to me. You know, we've talked about the armor of God. Get up every morning, put on our armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of truth, all these things. What's that armor for? What kind of war are we going to fight? Well, here's the big one right here. Here's the big one. All of that is to get rid of those strongholds in our minds that keeps us up from getting the fullness of the knowledge of God. That keeps us bound up, right? We need to take the thoughts captive so we won't be thought captive, right? We're captive of our thoughts sometimes, aren't we? Sometimes we need to turn the tables and take some of these thoughts captive. Watch out for our imaginations, right? Cast down those imaginations, right? Stop imagining bad things happening. Start imagining good things happening. Oh, yeah, I'm going to imagine Candace being healed. I'm going to imagine good things, right? I'm going to imagine my family being healed. I'm going to imagine good things happening to me. I'm going to imagine, you know, God having His way on the earth. His will be in there.
Stomp your foot and say, now look at this.
There you go. Stomp your foot, Candace. I like that. Well, anyway, that's just a little extra. I actually want to talk about grip. And I was going to say, I'm going to take a little time to let y'all tell me some of your experiences of when you had grit. We talked about grit. You weren't here, I guess. We said that wisdom is doing the right thing for the right reason. Wisdom and persistence is continuing to do the right thing for the right reason. Mm-hmm. We said wisdom and persistence and grit was continuing to do the right thing for the right reason in the face of persecution, tribulation, or extreme difficulty. Okay? We said, we need to get some grit, don't we? And I was sitting there listening to Candace sing. When I walked in, I saw Candace back there, and she said, I asked her how she was, and she said, I'm healed in Jesus' name. And I knew what she meant. There's several times I have to say that kind of thing. But you know what? Candace has grit.
Yeah.
She didn't feel good, but she got up and she sang. Right? She didn't feel like singing. She didn't feel like getting up and praising God. She didn't feel like probably getting up and even coming here today. Right? But she had grit.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to continue to do the right thing for the right reason in the face of persecution, tribulation, or extreme difficulty. Amen? That's grit. That's grit. Sometimes you just have to have grit. You know, Curry Blake says, if you haven't gotten up and preached while you were about healing, preached on healing while you were sick, you really hadn't had any faith yet. You really don't understand healing. You get up and you preach it even though you're sick. He says, that's when you know you got faith. even though I'm sick, I'm still going to keep preaching about healing, divine healing. Wow, that's pretty handy. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty gritty, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty gritty. Tell me an example in your life where you've had grit. How about that? Can you think of an example in your life where you had to have some grit to make through it? Can you just whittle it down to one or two? Maybe that'd be easier to do. What do you think? Anybody want to share? I know y'all going through a bunch.
I got one. When the boat, I was working on the Volvo and the head broke down on the wheel. I didn't know what to do. And it was bad. I had to wait. It was time my shop up. So I just prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this. If I keep on trying to drill it out, it's not going to, I'm going to ruin the block. He'll even mow it. And so I went to sleep, and he showed me what to do. And he said, in the dream, I could use a carbide bit and grind it out. And I went to Fastenal all and got one, and I didn't even know what to call it. They said, that's a wheel cutter's bit. And it worked. In the dream, I saw the shield so that it wouldn't walk, and it would drill, it would go straight down, and it worked. I was able to drill a hole, but when I was in the middle of it, I didn't know what to do. I said, I just got to stop and get wisdom. It worked. And all eyes, it worked.
Man, that's good.
Someone else got a time when they had grip.
At my job, being a chaplain is a challenge. Some of the people within my department fight against me tooth and nail. And I just kept praying. I even started, anointing their chairs and praying for them. Okay. And it's not for me. It's for them to see the light, for them to have the knowledge. And it took a few months. But there's not as much animosity now. Whatever works, because I just, like I say, I stand my ground. Whether I'm in full knowledge of it or not, I know God's word works, and it don't matter what's going on. He's going to win, And it worked. It really did, yeah. They're still needing a healing of their own. But still pray for them, no matter what.
All right. We're gonna go ahead and pray and let y'all go ahead and get started on breakfast. But share some stories among yourselves as you eat breakfast. When you had grit, or when somebody you knew had grit. All right? Yeah. So, Father, we thank you so much for loving us and being with us. We pray for today that you will guide us in all things.
Yes.
That you will guide us to take captive our thoughts. Take captive our imaginations. Cast down the strongholds in our minds, Father, that we may be able to see your word more clearly, your will, Father, to do your things. Do things your way, Father. To bring about your kingdom here on earth. And exalt Jesus as our Lord. Amen. This is food. Amen. All right.